Hey, we're your hosts, Alina
and April. Some of the stories we tell are fun and interesting,
but some of the subject matter is downright disturbing. Sit back and enjoy the show.
Gregorian calendar or 13 months?
Do you believe that there are different periods of time running simultaneously? Like we're living in one life while others are living in the future or the past? Welcome back this week. We are currently living in 2022 for those of you listening from another time or year. You guys are probably like, what? But yes, there are people around the globe that live in a different year than we do.
Isn't that like weird to know about?
It is. It's kind of interesting. And some of you might be familiar with what we're talking about and others might be like, what the fuck are they talking about?
Well, I kind of feel like we're back in the 90s because of all the clothes that are coming back.
I know. Some of the fashion, I'm like, oh my God. But if they bring back where you tight roll your jeans at the end, oh my God. No. I remember doing that shit in middle school and I'd have the crease in my leg. Like, I don't know how I didn't cut the circulation off and shit.
I never did it. I was too lazy. I was like, no, I'm cool.
Man, I remember like, even if it moved an inch, you were like, oh, this is not tight enough.
You'd have to re-roll it.
Oh, yeah. It was miserable. That is so not healthy for us. Oh, my God.
It was you and all your big-haired friends.
I did have some big hair, man. Oh, man. All that Aquanet. That's probably why my hair is thin now.
That's why you have COPD.
Exactly. I'm lucky we don't, man. Like, surprise, I'm like you know, like Darth Vader on a ventilator, man. Because that shit used to fill the room and it would linger for like 30 minutes.
Yeah. You'd walk in, you'd be like... You'd have to clear the room.
You'd have to eat like gum or something just to get the taste out of your mouth. It was like shit.
You can't put water on your lips to get them unstuck.
I remember that where your fingers would be sticky. Like if you like tried to like move it after you know, it's still a little wet, your fingers would stick together. It was like, oh my God, that shit was like plaster. I don't even know what they put in that stuff.
I never used hairspray like that. I never had the big hair. I was just like, whatever.
Dude, I use that shit and then I use Sun In.
Oh my
that
God.
That shit fucked up my hair. Oh my God. Yeah. That was terrible.
And your hair was orange.
It wasn't even blonde. It was orange. I mean, now I get it professionally done, so it looks a little bit better. But that's crazy. Oh my gosh. Well, what'd you do this week? We didn't get a chance to work out, do the belly dancing class this week. People were a little off and we had just long ass weeks. Yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah, it was a long. It was a very long
it
week.
It was.
I'm just like, I feel like exhausted. Mm-hmm. I feel like this was the longest week ever. I don't know why. Maybe because we're in a different time period. I've slipped back to 2014.
So what'd you do for your, since we're on our health journey here, what'd you do for your health journey? Well, you tripled your steps today.
Yeah, I did triple my, because I went to the zoo.
Well, that's not hard to do when you make your goal 2,000.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, I will be lucky to get 500 steps in. No. I went to the zoo with my daughter, my oldest daughter with her school, and it was snowing like at one point.
That sucks. Those animals are not out there.
Yeah, and I'm like,
they're like, look at these dumbass humans out in the snow.
Just like, dumb. So we just kind of walked around and I'm like, oh man, my hips are squeaking when I'm walking. You know, like my joints are squeaking and I'm like, oh, it's cold out here.
Well, it sucks because we've had such nice days. Right. I mean, we've gotten up to 70 degrees already and now it's back to snow. I mean, it didn't stick, but still it's back to snowing and cold.
It was snow flurries. Yeah. But like this weekend and next week, it's supposed to be like 70, almost 80 degrees all week.
I know. But at night, it's supposed to get down to 40 to 39, something like that. It's like, oh.
It's weird.
Yeah.
But I mean, I felt a little under the weather anyway. I kind of got a, I don't know if it was like like allergies or like a cold or something, but you know, it was like my.
Well, just so you know, mom's sick, so she probably gave it to you. Probably. I started feeling a little rough last night, and I was like, I better not be catching what she has. If I wake up tomorrow throwing up, I'll be mad.
Yeah, she sounded horrible, so yeah. I was just like, well, I just kind of rested a little bit, and yeah, didn't do much of anything, just kind of still unpacking 5 months later.
Shit, we'll be in the year 2024 on our fifth season. You're like, I'm finally getting to the last 20 boxes.
Yeah, my final box is done.
Oh my god. Jeez Louise. Well, did you watch anything scary or good?
You know, I really did. I mean, I watched a couple YouTube videos. You know, like I said before,
you weren't feeling
I
well.
Do it to the yeah. Mm-hmm. I literally was in bed by like 9:30 every night. And doing the TikTok thing and watching the TikToks. Mm-hmm. And at one point, I was so sleepy, I hit my face with my phone because I was like, I was watching it and held it up and I was like, boom, right in the face, you know, and I was like, oh crap, you know, like I think my body's telling me it's time. It was like 9:45.
It's like, get your ass to bed.
Yeah, so I was like, oh shit. I was like, I should go to bed. And then I look at the clock and it's 9:45 and I'm like, I'm old.
No.
Like, I got, at 9:45, I'm tired.
I got you beat, okay? So my week was freaking long. I mean, it was a long-ass week. I mean, it ended today. It was supposed to end, like, at 4:30. Didn't end till 5:15 because I was arguing with the client on the phone. And, you know, he starts, you're so rude. I was like, oh, hell no. You know, it just set me off at that point because I'd been so nice up until, and he was yelling, and I was just done, you know? So anyhow, I flipped a switch, and then he was like, "Oh, I'm not mad at you." I was like, "Oh, I know, bitch." I didn't say that, but I was just like, "Whatever." But anyhow, so but I have you beat. So like on Monday night, I mean, it was freaking Monday, and it was already a long week as of Monday. I sat down on the couch at 6:15. Okay, uh-huh. So I wake up, mind you, I wake up and I'm laying sideways. Like I just sat down and I just fell sideways, and I. Didn't even know I fell sideways, so I'm laying sideways on the couch, and so my husband's like sitting there, and we're redoing our kitchen, and he was putting the new butcher block table on. Uh-huh. He was sanding. I didn't even freaking hear it. He was like, "I thought for sure you would get up," because I was like, "I gotta get this done," and he's like, "Well, she just wanted a little power nap, and you know, I'm sure whatever." So he starts sanding. He said, "I didn't move." My son came barreling downstairs and was talking to me, and he said that I was answering him, and he's like, "But you weren't awake." And I was like, "Well, what did I give him money? What did I do?" So that was that night. So then Wednesday night, okay, 5:30. I'm like, okay, you know, I sit down for a minute because I'm like, I just need a breather. You know how you got to decompress. I crashed again, sitting up. With my hand like resting on my palm, you know, and I had my arm on the thing. I'm so lucky my hand didn't slip because I would have just slammed my shit out. But anyhow, I was asleep like that. I woke up and I was like, oh shit, my alarm's probably getting ready to go off to get school, you know, my son ready for school and everything like that. And I'm like, oh crap. And I look at my phone, it was freaking 10:40. I was at night. I was like, damn. I mean, I crashed so hard. I thought I'd get a good night's sleep. Like I was all.
Like, it was so you got 5 hours of sleep and it felt like 15.
It felt like, oh man, it was the best ever. I was just like, it was just so long. Like, people are shitty lately. Like, what is wrong with people? Like, people are angry.
I don't know if it's the pandemic.
I don't know what it is. But it's like, you know what? I try to be as nice as I can be till you are just done. Right. And I call it. I'm like, no, hell no. Like, you're not going to talk to me.
Well, you know, my thing is I don't know if we live in this like era of people thinking other people are responsible for their shit.
Right.
You know, like, people want to complain about customer service and people mm-hmm. and companies. Well, if you're an idiot, I mean, they can't help that.
You know? Right, like, exactly.
Make your payment on time. Why are you getting mad at me? Because you didn't set up auto pay on your account.
Right. Or your shit got canceled. You know? Exactly. Yeah, it's like, you know, I mean, I don't get a break on my bills just because I work there. You know, it's just like, what the hell? So, Eddie, And I, you know, I'm as not. You get the ones that are freaking weirdos. Yeah, I get the ones that are always angry. I'm like, what the hell? Is that my superpower? Like, you know, because I put up with them pretty much, but. When they pass a certain line, I'm like, uh-uh, no,
man,
that's
I get
it.
The weirdos and the pervos, you know?
Yeah, you do.
I got the pervy old dudes.
Oh my gosh. So can I tell them about your phone call this week?
Okay, yeah.
She got some pervy dude that is a paraplegic that told...
He's a quadriplegic.
Oh, quadriplegic, yeah. The customer. And he asked her... he told her that his legs and arms don't work, but his mouth does, so she could sit on his face. And she was like, what? She just starts laughing at him. And I'm like, he's lucky he got you, because I would have been like, you dirty MF. You know, nah. Like, you are so much nicer with, you know, your tone.
Well, I always get those kind of people. Like, I don't get it.
Like, who in the right mind calls a business that you do business with every month,
right?
And say that to an employee.
Yeah.
Like, oh.
But you know, the funny thing is all I can do is laugh, because dude is like in his 70s. So I'm like, your tongue probably don't even work that well either. So.
Oh my God. I don't know if I'd rather deal with the angry or the pervy. I just don't know. Because either way, I'd be like going off on, you know, so it's like, oh. But anyhow, well, I didn't really get to watch anything great this week because I was falling asleep everywhere this week, and I was so tired. You're getting
5-hour power naps before your actual 8 hours of sleep.
Exactly. But I did keep up with my treadmill and running, so I did that. You know, I tweaked my knee a little bit. I was like, ooh, my knees are like, man, you got some weight up there that I'm trying to carry, you know? So...
They're like, get rid of some of those multiple personalities. Your medication's obviously working if you're falling asleep at 5:30. That one personality that's up until 11 p.m., she's gone.
Exactly. Oh, my God. That's so funny. But, yeah, so that, you know, I mean, it was okay. I kept up with it, and then I, you know, try to keep my diet different. I had to switch up my diet again. You know, I'm allergic to everything under the sun, and all these dietitians keep trying to give me, oh, well, this is, you know, how you'll get, you know, this under control or whatever. And you're, I'm like, I can't eat that. You know, it's like, oh, it's so frustrating. So, yeah. But they've always got another nutritionist who can help me. Right. You know, it's like, oh.
My thing is, man, half these nutritionists are skinny. And I'm like, okay, you've never dealt with your weight.
Yeah. And really, mine's not for my weight. Mine's for, like, your diabetes. My diabetes. Yeah. And so.
And they don't have diabetes.
Right. They've never had it. They don't know how to deal with it. Yeah. And it's just, it's so frustrating. It's just like, and then when you're allergic to everything you can eat and the stuff that you're supposed to eat or whatever, and the stuff, like, I can eat bread. Well, great. That doesn't do me any good. Like, if I eat bread, right, you know, that's going to be bad.
That's going to affect your diabetes.
Yeah. So it's like, oh, you know, I don't know. It's frustrating. But anyhow, it was a good week overall, other than being tired and people being assholes. Well, at least we could still laugh at the end of the week.
You know, hey, all you got to do is laugh, because if not, you'll cry.
I know.
And if I cry, I'm going to be punching somebody.
I know. I was like, I just had to get off the phone. And I was like, man, that dude messed up my good day. Like, oh, I got to decompress, take a shot here for a second, and sit down for a minute, you know.
And then you look through all my TikToks and thought of this, you know, subject.
Yes, I did. So I did that this week. I thought it was really interesting and stuff. And I had done research back in 2012 about some of this stuff, you know, with the Mayan calendar and everything like that. But this was interesting. And then I started delving into it more, you know, and so it was really cool. But so what we're going to talk about today is really truly that, you know, Ethiopia lives in a different time zone than we do. So if you look up the date in Ethiopia today, the year will say 2015, even though we are in 2022. Some of you might already know this, but for those of you who don't, this is a real thing. Mm-hmm. So the Ethiopians have been using their calendar since 8400. Their calendar consists of 13 months, each month having 28 days and an extra month added in between June and July. This extra month is called Sol, short for the solstice, which makes total sense because that's when you celebrate the summer solstice, you know. Mm-hmm. The calendar has one extra day left at the end of the year, which is called year day, like our New Year's. Mm-hmm. So this would mean like July 4th would actually be on the 2nd of every year. Thanksgiving and Christmas would never move dates, like, and your birthday would stay the same. So if you had a like Tuesday birthday, there's no going out to party every Tuesday, you know. That sucks. You have to wait till the weekend. But that's how the calendar would work. It never changes. you know, each day stays the same. You know, the first is always on this day in every month, since they're all 28 days. Well, we as Americans used the 13th-month calendar until around 1582, when Pope Gregory VIII made changes. That is when like the Gregorian calendar was instilled into us. So Catholic countries that were under dominion of the church had to accept the Gregorian calendar. The Ethiopian calendar was used until that time, but it was really intertwined with the Bible, but apparently that wasn't good enough for the Pope. So, you know, I'm like, okay.
Right.
You know, I find that interesting because the Ethiopian had like the names, you know, are biblical for each day of the week, for the months. They're named after, you know, after people in the Bible, that kind of stuff. So I just thought it was really interesting that the Catholics would, but you know, don't get mad if you're Catholic out there, but they do like to set their own rules that everybody follows. And
change everybody.
Yeah. So, you know, I just thought that was really, I don't know. I couldn't understand why they wouldn't leave it.
Right.
So I don't know. What do you think?
Well, I mean, I don't know. It cracks me up because, you know, so many things just don't make sense sometimes. If you're looking at a calendar, you know, the seasons right now are so messed up.
Right.
You know, and then you've got to think, well, maybe if we had a longer calendar, it would make sense as to when the seasons were, you know.
Right.
So, yeah.
I mean, that one more month would make sense if you think about how fall and summer.
Yeah. You know. Well, I mean, it's April and it's still snowing.
Right.
You know, that's weird. So, I don't know. Yeah. I mean, I could see how that makes sense.
It was interesting. I was, you know, looking at the calendar and lining it up with different things, and I thought, God, this would truly work. This I don't understand why we got away from this.
Right.
Well,
you know why we got we won't name names. Gregory. So like in the 1920s, people like really fought to bring the international fixed calendar as it became known. George Eastman, the founder of Kodak, actually used the 13-month calendar in his business until 1989. So this calendar is actually pushed for with a lot of business, you know, people. And apparently they found the fixed calendar to be better with reporting their earnings.
I could see that, because if it's the same amount of time each time instead of doing it quarterly, because some quarters have extra weeks in them. That, to me, that made a lot of sense, especially being an accountant for so long.
Yeah.
You know that. Yeah. I don't know.
But. So, yeah. So Eastman, he wanted to promote the use of this calendar. So he opened a U.S. office for International Fixed Calendar League. There was also an office in London. They would mail out propaganda to businesses around the country, trying to convince them to change. And a lot of people like really liked the idea, but the only thing that stopped the momentum was the start of World War I.
Oh, man.
So
nothing like a war to stop.
I know, messing shit up.
I know.
So when they were trying to sell everyone on this calendar, like they couldn't really come up with much pertaining to like, you know, people's daily life. And like they had the Outlook, which was a magazine run by men, of course, write a brief column stating that a plan like this would benefit women. So with each month having 28 days and the length of the average menstrual cycle lasting the same, the calendar would be beneficial.
Oh my God. Yes, because that's what we need. Right. We need you to change the calendar dates to help us with our cycles.
Right. Well, mine isn't 28 days, bitches. So now what?
And first of all, haven't you ever heard of women syncing up? I mean, that, you know, like we could go home, miss that whole month and start on the 31st day that didn't exist. You know, like, oh my God.
Dumb, you know.
And when the moon comes out, no.
Right. We turn into werewolves or vampires.
I cannot believe that they, you know, because that was a women, I think that was a woman's magazine, The Outlook, like, but men wrote it for women.
Yeah.
You know, it was,
well, yeah.
Yeah, to show,
back
you know,
in the day.
Yeah, to make them think they had to buy the certain vacuum or bullshit like that, or cook roast every night, you know.
I always laugh about those, like, the old ads that they're like, if you want to be a good wife.
Yes.
You know, like, shut your face and make this, you know.
It kills me to see those, because I'm thinking, our grandmothers put up with that bullshit. Like, I don't get, like, God, yeah. I couldn't have, I would not have been.
But it
a good
was
wife
everybody. But June Cleaver didn't get talked to like that.
No, Ward was so nice to her in the camera's eye. We don't know what happened behind that closed door in the separate beds.
Ward was throwing it down
behind. Oh my god!
Yeah, so let's just say this idea never took off, and so we're still using the Gregorian calendar.
Now I have to do the frickin' knuckle trick every time I forget how many days are in each month. I'm like, January, February, March. If you don't know what the knuckle trick is, which you should, it's when you make your fist and you count your knuckles in every the other
knuckles,
one.
Knuckles are 31 day
yeah.
months.
And the in-between is the funky months, yeah.
And it's funny because, you know, Dad tried to teach my oldest one that, and she's like, I'll just look on my phone. She's like, I don't need to learn shit. I just look on my phone. And he's like, well, you need to know how many days are in the month. And she's like, no, I don't. Like,
no, they don't care.
Yeah, they don't care.
No.
They're just
well,
like,
everything tells them nowadays. I'm like, yeah. Can you imagine if all the power goes out, if everything blacks out? Like, these kids will have no clue how to survive.
You know what I always do to my oldest daughter? What? I'll be cooking something and I need to time it. And I just scream out, Alexa, set a timer for 10 minutes. Uh-huh. And she's like, okay. My daughter goes, okay.
Because you don't have an Alexa, do you? I was like, wait a minute. She's your Alexa.
And she just gets pissed off. She's like, Mom. And I was like, Alexa, don't talk back. Set my timer for 10 minutes.
Have you ever heard of those Alexas? You know, because they learn your, those in the Google, they learn your, the way you speak and everything like that. And have you ever seen those videos of like the people talking back to them? And
oh,
stuff?
Yeah. That one, the one guy that it roasts him.
Yeah.
She's like, that's why you look like a fat bus driver with diabetes or something. Oh, my God.
Oh, it was hilarious.
She's like, don't make me tap into your EBT account and take your money. Oh, man, she was roasting him.
I know, because they have good jokes on there if you ask
That was
them.
A Google one.
Oh, was it the Google? Yeah. We have Google and Alexa, so we have both. They don't like each other.
Really?
Yeah, because we'll ask them who's better and stuff like that. It's so hilarious.
That's like the guy that's on TikTok that does the different restaurants.
Oh, my God, he's so funny.
Oh, that cracks me up. It kills me.
We'll have to tell you one of his things one time. So, you know, it's really crazy to think of us living in one time while another country around the world is 7 years behind us. Our time was sped up when we switched calendars. You know, because every year that passed, we lost days, which ended up being years. So you all probably remember the Mayan calendar that prophesized the end of the world in 2012. Well, at least that's what everyone believed it said. I did a little research on this back in 2012 because we have Mayan in us, and I thought it would be cool to learn about before it happened, you know. And the Mayan calendar actually said the world would end as we know it, not just the world we end. But people seem to leave that last part off, or they didn't know how to translate it.
Right.
So anyhow, the Mayan calendar was written back when we used the 13th month calendar, the Ethiopian calendar. So if you do the math, an interesting fact comes up. So the 13th month calendar shows Ethiopia 7 years behind us. In our 2012, nothing happened, right? So everybody's like, oh, the Mayans lied, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. Well, in Ethiopia's 13th month calendar year, 2012, we were in the year 2019. What happened to us in 2019?
Well, the world ended as we knew it because COVID took over in 2019.
Exactly. Yeah. Because the Mayans were right, and they had no way of knowing we would switch our calendars.
That's
Isn't that
crazy.
An interesting fact?
That is.
You sent me this cool TikTok that's what got me rolling down this
right. It's a rabbit hole, man.
It really is, because you start thinking about it, you're like, damn, you know, and there's some countries that are like just 1 year or, you know, almost a year off just because the way we end our years and how they end theirs, you know. So everybody's a little, but yeah, you could literally go back in time if you traveled to Ethiopia.
That's crazy.
Isn't that weird?
I'd be like, oh, damn. I don't know all this credit card debt.
I haven't spent that. You
right,
can't collect.
I haven't spent it yet. Ma'am, where are you living? Ethiopia. It's 2012 here right now.
I know, but isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Like we've lost 7 years. That's crazy to think of. 7 freaking years because we changed calendars.
So that means like, well, Oh, that would make me 7 years younger.
If you lived in Ethiopia. I would Ethiopia.
Technically be in my 30s still.
You looked like you moved 7 years ahead.
Shit, after 2 divorces and 3 kids, I'm happy I look the way I do.
Oh, man.
That's weird, though. I mean, that. I mean, but if you look into it, I mean, it really does make sense.
It does. So, like I'm saying, it's almost scary. It is scary because the calendar said exactly that life would change as we know it, and it did. Look at it, our lives came to a halt. I mean, jobs were lost. People were working from home. I mean, you couldn't go anywhere. No concerts. No nothing fun. No theme parks. No any. I mean, everybody was stuck at home, looking for toilet paper. You know, and I mean that happened in 2012 according to Ethiopian calendar, which is the Mayan calendar, you know.
That's crazy.
Synced up to, isn't that crazy?
It is.
I don't know. I just, it's a lot of interesting things like this. If you go back and actually research, a lot of people don't look up this stuff. They don't care enough, but I just think it's kind of cool to.
Well, I mean, and if you think about it, there's a lot of things that have been predicted that people are like, oh, no, that's bullshit. It didn't happen that time. But they eventually did happen.
Right. They eventually did happen, but it might not have synced up with
our calendar
that we've changed, you know. You know what's crazy, though, is that there's even a movement now to try and get back to that. And so I was, like, studying it, trying to figure – and I was like, this really does make sense. I mean – I would enjoy it. I think it would be great. And it does make sense in a business aspect with, financials and stuff like that, how you would report them. I mean, I don't think there would be as many ups and downs.
Right.
I think it would be more even or consistent because you wouldn't have those extra weeks in some quarters and stuff like that. I don't know. I would
need an extra month of vacation.
That's what Soul's for. Yeah. That's what the middle. That's weird because they add that right in the middle of June and July. So
That's pretty cool, though.
It is cool. So, like, June and July don't even go together. They never went together before.
Huh. So, it's June, Soul, July.
July. Mm-hmm.
I could get with that.
I know. I'm like, dude, I wish my birthday was in Soul. I don't know. Anyway, April brought this up, you know, and it was pretty interesting when I started reading about it.
But like I said, you kind of jump through, like, you go through a rabbit hole when you start reading something that, like, because I had never really heard of the 13-month calendar.
Mm-hmm. Heard of it, but I didn't realize that people were still using it. Like, you know, I thought it was something back in, like, you know, olden days or whatever. I didn't think it was something that was, like
1500s.
Kodak was using it. Yeah. I mean, and you know what's funny is they interviewed Kodak employees that, you know, have retired, and they said they loved using that calendar. It worked out great for everything. Like, they enjoyed it. And when people would come on, the people would be like, what? You know, like, and they're like, trust us, you're going to love it. And the people would, like, ended up loving it because it just works so well.
But I wonder how would you adjust your life to that?
Well, that's the thing. You'd have to go home and switch to.
Right.
Because they would still celebrate, like, Christmas and Thanksgiving and stuff on the other days or whatever, and they were allowed to.
But, like, okay, 4th of July, you're still in Seoul, you know?
No, it's July 2nd, I guess, is technically what it would be. It's weird the way it works out because it would be the actual, I forgot what it was, like, they counted the actual day of when it actually would have happened and stuff like that. So it would be July 2nd is what it said every year instead of July 4th, and it's like, what? But they said nothing would move. Like, Thanksgiving would always be on the same Thursday every year. It would never switch Thursdays like we do now. Yeah. Same thing with Christmas and New Year's and all that. It's all the same. It never moves. So, I mean, it's consistent. So Halloween would always be on the
Be on a Saturday.
It would have to be on the 28th because there was no 31st days. Mm-hmm. They only went to 28 days, stuff like that.
Yeah.
But they probably didn't have the so-called pagan holiday that we love. But, yes, I mean, I don't know. I really liked it. I looked into it, and I just thought it was cool. And I was, you know, joking with my husband. I was like, dude, we're going to start living our lives this way. He was like, whatever.
I can't come into work because it's technically Saturday.
Exactly. 7th? Nope. That's a Sunday.
Yeah.
I don't work on the Lord's Day.
They're you're like, that's not using the Gregorian calendar, bitch.
I'm Ethiopian.
But it would be interesting to go to Ethiopia and see,
yeah, because you'd step back in time, literally. Right. Like, you get off the plane.
I wonder if your phone would say it.
Oh, that would be interesting to see. Like,
yeah, if your phone would say
it. Or if,
like,
it goes back to 3G.
A little dinosaur pops up.
Right, exactly.
You ain't got no coverage.
I wonder how that would work. Like, yeah. With, I'm sure, because the phone, you know, systems are all over the same. Either all the same. Surely it would. I don't know.
I don't know. I'm totally ignorant about Ethiopia. I don't know any. I mean, I had some neighbors.
Hey, if
from
we
Ethiopia.
Have any Ethiopian listeners, right? Because we have 38 countries, but I just don't know which. You know, like, I don't know if Ethiopia is one of them. I haven't checked, but that would be interesting to know. Like, you
does
know,
your phone
does
say
your 2014? Phone switch? Like, if you travel,
yeah.
I mean, I did read an article of a woman who traveled there, and she said it was the weirdest thing, because you get off the plane and right away it's like, you know, here's the date on the newspaper, or, you know, stuff like that.
Oh,
she was
how
just
weird.
Like, yeah. So it's different. It's kind of like stepping back in time, huh. You know.
Yeah, but, literally.
Yeah.
Literally.
I'm like, do they have Google yet? What year does Google come out? You know, like, no, just kidding. No, but it would be interesting to see. I mean, but that is crazy to think we are living in one time
and
they're living in 7 years behind us.
Yeah.
So.
I don't know. 7 years ago was pretty cool. You know, no pandemic.
That's true. Pre-pandemic, lots of concerts. Yeah. I know. I miss concerts. That is one thing I miss.
Oh, I do not.
Oh, yeah. You don't like being in crowds like that.
No, I don't like being in crowds.
I
nope.
do.
No, can't be in a crowd.
I know you hate it. I don't mind it. I just don't like stupid people. That's my downfall.
I still laugh at the signs that say 6 feet apart.
Oh, I know.
Because I'm like, people are like all up in your shit, like,
oh, I know.
All next to your face, breathing on you, and I'm like, do you see the sign that says 6 feet apart?
Nobody cares anymore. It seems like it's frustrating.
No.
So especially when they're hacking too, it's like, oh.
I don't even go out. No, I just stay in my house. But you know, like. Pandemic wasn't nothing to me because that was my life anyway.
Yeah, you're an introvert anyway.
Yeah. Welcome to my daily life, bitches. I can survive.
Exactly. I think my husband went a little stir crazy, but my son and I were okay. Like, because we're cool either way. You know, we're pretty laid back when it comes to that stuff. We can sit at home, watch a movie, or go out. You know, and party.
But it seems like it doesn't seem like that long ago. But it's been, our third year.
Our third year in it, yeah.
Yeah, like, But
now you can find toilet paper, but now you can't find chicken.
It's limit one per customer. So.
They got smart in year two. Yeah. But what about the chicken shortage right now, man? Like, you can't
There's
find
a
any chicken.
On everything.
I know, I was like, damn, that's all I can eat is chicken. I'm screwed.
You better start eating that, you know, not real chicken.
I'm allergic to soy. It's made with soy.
Oh, shit.
But yeah, so I'm like, oh, I've tried. Yeah, I
you
went
better just
plant
start
based,
eating some lettuce.
And then I started getting really sick. And I was like, what's in this plant based? Well, everything I can't eat.
Oh god.
So I was like, oh. So anyhow, yeah.
So you need to go back 7 years ago
before I had all this.
Yeah, before you knew what you had.
I just remained sick and dumb. It doesn't matter. My body hurt, but who cared?
It's cool. I can take Benadryl every day.
Yeah.
Back when pizza was life.
Oh my gosh, I miss french fries because I'm allergic to potatoes now. I miss avocado, guacamole, all that. Oh man.
And well, you're pretty much allergic to like nightshades,
everything. Yeah. But not just nightshades, but that's definitely they're like the
main,
biggest.
Yeah.
So yeah, you see right here I got a blister or whatever, because
it's just a cold sore.
That is not a cold
that's
sore.
That's the hurt, man.
Shut up.
Don't be shamed. Like, one in four people got hurt. That's cool.
Shut up, bitch. No, I get
I've seen the TikTok lives of people talking about their
this
outbreaks.
Is me trying to test avocado, because I thought, well, maybe if I eat it in small quantities.
No,
bitch. I put that shit, that chip with the guacamole on my lip, and it blew up. I was like, oh! I had to take two Benadryl. Like, it was itching. Like, my lips felt like they were on fire. I was like, oh, this is awful. I was like, that's what I get for being a chunky muck that loves my guacamole.
I'd
like,
be
I miss
like,
it.
You know what? You just give me a G-tube. Because I can't fuck with not eating.
Oh, my God. I miss it. Oh, anyhow. Well, I hope you guys learned something new about the, you know, Ethiopian calendar. We just thought it was a fun, interesting, you know, story.
Yeah.
And
if you have a problem, just go back 7 years.
Fix it.
Yeah, fix it. Just say that didn't happen. According to this calendar, it didn't happen.
Right. Well, we appreciate you guys listening each week.
And don't forget to like, share, and comment on our Facebook, Instagram, and
Twitter.
Mm-hmm. And you know, give us some show ideas. What do you want to hear? What do you want us to talk about?
Or do you want us to shut up? Right. Too bad. No, I'm just kidding.
The masses have spoken. They like what we say.
Anyhow, we hope you have an amazing week. And remember,
keep it creepy. Oh,